This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Well, true that. I need some brave souls to give me a call at 1-866-233-0747 to take an intelligence test. 1-866-233-0747. Need you to call in now. See how smart you are. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, our pretty little princess. We all know her as Stephanie Joy. Now, folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice that the pro-murderers wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. True that. From the foundation up, friends, these are our enemies. We know who they are. Welcome to the show. Now, if you'd like to check us out online, you can do that. It is sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go over to our Facebook page, which is Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. And you can also check us out on Bradley Dean, two different websites, one fan page, one personal page. Now it's Bradley Dean, double E, B-R-A-D-L-E-E-D-E-A-N, one fan page, one personal page. The conversations that we have going between Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook and Bradley Dean is what we've been working for a while now. And in saying that, if you'd like to check out either one of the pages, they kind of correlate. They work together, and you'll kind of catch on to what's going on there. But it's interesting just to see the response of the people, and it's great to see that people are involved. And you're voicing what needs to be voiced, friends. We know that silence is what's destroying America. We also know that silence adds strength to tyranny. So that's the last thing we want to be a part of. So in saying all that, friends, check out Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook and Bradley Dean. Again, one personal page, one fan page. Like them both if you would. You can also follow us on our Twitter account. Chase, our producer, is actually jacking that up right now. How's that working out, Chase?
It's going really well. A lot of feedback. I just checked.
Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah. We just checked the other day, and one of our posts last week went out to over 100,000 people.
And one post.
One post.
Yeah, so
and
there
post,
you go.
You know, I don't know how many times a day per week. I mean, multiply that, and that's millions of people.
Yeah,
so
well, amen. That's what we're doing, right? That's right. Evil prevails because what?
Good men do nothing.
What happens when good men do something?
Then
evil
good prevails.
That's right. And as long as the good are unafraid, then guess what's going to have to go?
Evil.
Thank you. See how this is working?
I like this. I feel like I'm in school today.
And people need to understand, too, that God's people shine best in the dark, right?
That's right.
And everybody's talking about how dark it is. Well, friends, I have the conclusion. I have the remedy to the problems which are at hand today. Light a candle and lead the way.
You mean like,
I like that.
Candle actually causes the darkness to flee the light?
It does. That's what we're called to do, right?
Nice.
Amen. Folks, so if you'd like to go to our Twitter account, it's BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on our Twitter account. Also, the phone lines are open. I need a couple brave souls to take an intelligence test. This is fun, okay? Here's the
we
good part.
We won't embarrass you.
Well, how can you be embarrassed on the phone? Nobody can see anyways, right?
Okay, that's true.
Okay. I want to take an intelligence test. The phone number is 1-866-233-0747. Now, we don't need any timid souls out there. We need those that are big, bold,
brave
and
sons
brave.
And daughters of liberty.
Okay, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747 to take the intelligence test. What will we give them? A free T-shirt, free
CD? Yeah, we'll give you something. What do you think?
A free hat.
A free T-shirt or a free baseball cap? Yeah. I think that sounds good.
I think T-shirt's a good idea. Or one of those knit caps.
Since we're broadcasting everything right now, Chase, how do people actually see us online?
Well, if you go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and become a son or daughter of Liberty, you will be part of our six-day-a-week live stream, which is getting a high-definition kick in the pants within the next couple of weeks here. It's going to be great. Get another camera in the studio, and you'll be a part of all the video antics as well as
You know what
audio.
That means, right? No more cake and no more pop, Stephanie.
I'm saying
it's all over with.
We got to quit having birthdays.
And the only thing, well, you will see the antics that take place in the studio here, but what you won't see is two individuals with big red noses on.
That's right. We're not a much
Now, we got swords in our hands, right? Sword of the Spirit.
That's right.
Okay, friends. So, anyways, we're showing you our faith by our works. We're actually bringing forth deeds and not words. It was George Washington, the first president of the United States, that said that. And he derived that from none other than Jesus Christ in 1 John 3:18. He says, "My little children, let us not love in tongue, neither in word, but by deed and truth." Of course, that's what the world needs to see. We need to bring the change to the world that is so much needed. And how do you do that? You act out what's inside of you, and hopefully that's the faith of the Son of God who loved us and gave himself for us. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And before I hand it over to our pretty little princess, the intelligence test, friends, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, who will be the big, brave, bold one.
That's right.
It's all yours.
Well, the reason why that is, of course, is because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. We want the mind of Christ. We want the heart of God, as we always say here at the Sons of Liberty. Now, as Bradley brings forth during the intro to the show almost every day about liking us on Facebook, going to Bradley Dean fan page, personal page, going to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. But what I like about Facebook is you get a lot of good power punch gold nuggets of truth, and they're things that really stick with you. And what you like, you can like and, of course, share, and that exponentially grows and you spread the truth. But one thing that Bradley had posted that I appreciated that I just saw recently was a child, maybe about a 3-4-year-old kid crying, who has handcuffs on his wrists. And on his chest is tattooed a barcode that says government property. And Bradley has this little excerpt on the top that says, "Read Proverbs 22:6, education in America, pull your kids from public schools." Now, of course, these are government schools where your kids are being indoctrinated with what the government wants your kids to know. Now, we had a great time. We've got a nice YouTube clip there, too, as well. It has Michelle Bachlin. It says, "Public schools are teaching what?" So first of all, go to Bradley Dean personal page, our Sons of Liberty. It's on there, too, as well. And you can watch that video with Michelle Bachmann.
I'm almost insulted. There's only 47,000 views on it. Well, yeah. That should be at 150,000.
Yeah.
Easy.
Well, here's the deal with this is one of the ladies made a comment. Her name is Vanessa, and she said, "Bradley Dean, I am listening to you for the first time today. I do want to be active against treason. How does one do this? I, too, have wanted to homeschool. Husband not keen on the idea, doesn't believe has gotten bad enough yet to pull them out." Oh, she says.
That's
so obviously
crazy.
We have a frustrated
crazy
lady here. Listen, if you want to talk about how bad things are getting, first of all, show your husband the video, Vanessa. Second of all, if you look at number one,
show him how crooked the stick is by laying the straight one next to it. Religion and morality are the central pillars of civil society. Everybody knew that all the way up until 1962 because that was a part of George Washington's farewell address. If you don't know where you came from, you don't know where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, you need to know your founding documents first and foremost. And what I want to do over the next 3 days is talk about our foundations, exposing the education system for what it is not and how illegal it really is.
Okay. A great thing to let your husband, Vanessa, know is that they're teaching him they came from monkeys, taking down the Ten Commandments, taking the Bible out of schools. We'll see what Noah Webster had to say after this break.
And the good news is they never lost the right.
That's right.
So there's no excuses. Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Also wanted to give a shout-out to WAIS 770 AM, Athens, Ohio. Thank you for your trust. We'll be right back after this break.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, the Intelligence Fest. We got a brave soul from New York City. His name is Jim. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine, thank you. How are you, Bradley?
I'm doing fantabulous, and I appreciate you calling in. Now, if you've heard these before, I want you to be straight up honest with me that you've heard them before, because I don't want to ruin it for someone that hasn't, okay? So I'm going to give you five questions, and then I want you to just give me the answer as quick as possible, okay?
All right, so this is all verbal. I just shouldn't have to write them down or nothing, right?
No, it's no. Really super simple. How many of each animal, Jim, from New York City, did Moses take into the ark with him? How many of each animal did Moses take in the ark with him?
All right, well, from the way I understand it, it was two of every animal except for other animals where he wanted them to take more of certain kinds of animals.
You are exactly right. Now, if that was the case, that would have been Noah, but not Moses. See, I said, how many of each?
Oh, I'm sorry.
There we go. Just, hey, that's why it's an intelligence test.
We're having fun with you,
that's
Jim.
That's all. You ready? Jim from New York, you got number two. Is it possible to end a sentence with the word the? And if it is, give me an example. Is it possible to end a sentence with the word the? And if it is, give me an example.
Okay. I guess it is possible. Almost anything is possible.
You are...
Can I give you an example? Let me see. The?
You are exactly right.
Well, how about the one he just used?
He was right.
Is it possible end a sentence with the word the? Very good, Jim.
Yeah, okay, well, I shortened it a lot.
Okay, now let's go to number three now. Just so everybody understands, because I'm bringing you into the education system right now, and this is what we do with the teachers publicly in front of the students, okay? And the point is if they can get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers. So we just want to put them through a simple test in front of the students to see how they're doing. And Jim, you're one for one, so let's go to number three. What is the name of the raised print that deaf people use? Again, what is the name of the raised print that deaf people use?
I believe that's Braille.
Well,
Jim from New York, what is the name of the raised print that?
I got you.
There we go.
That's right. See, see, death.
Yeah, these are trick questions.
That's right. Deaf people.
There is no anything to use for deaf people as far as raised.
That's right, because they can read.
That's right. Blind people need
Braille. But okay, you got me.
Okay, so let's go into question number four. Is it proper English to say egg yolks is white, or egg yolks are white? Is it proper English to say egg yolks is white, or egg yolks are white?
Well, I'm looking for the hook in this question. I don't see it. I'm a parent anyways. I would say are.
Okay, but see, the problem is egg yolks are yellow. You work at a pizzeria or something?
Jim, you're doing quite well. You're a great sport.
Okay, we got one more. Okay, Jim, and I really do appreciate you stepping out like this, because this is, again, what we do with the teachers in front of the students. Spell the word shop out loud for me, Jim, from New York.
What's the word?
Spell the word shop. Shop.
Shop.
Yep.
Shop like you're going shopping at a grocery store. Shop.
Oh, shop. Yep. I gotcha. S-H-O-P.
Okay, one more time.
S-H-O-P.
Okay, and what do you do when you come to a green light in New York City? You...
stop.
You stop
you
at...
You go.
You
go.
You know, this is... Jim, you are kicking the pants. Chase, pick this guy up. He was
awesome.
You
did a really good job. You were a great sport,
Stephanie,
Jim.
Let's be honest about it.
I just want you guys to know I love your show.
Okay, we appreciate it very much. Chase is going to pick you up. I'm going to send you some free stuff.
But
wait a second, Steph. You're giving this guy accolades, and he failed miserably.
No. Here, I got to say this. To be quite honest, we didn't get these right the first time that we gave. We were like,
that's not true.
And you know what I like about Jim?
That's not true.
Hold on. Can I say this about Jim real quick?
Sure.
What I like about you, Jim, is that you were a good sport. You were like a spoil sport. Some people, they get all defensive and angry at you. It's like...
Especially white people.
Yeah, it's like we're just having fun here,
that's
you know?
A fact, is it not?
Yeah, it is.
It's white people get really angry, like they're a bunch of angry elves or something.
Yeah, and the other people...
Did you not get your coffee this morning, Mr. Angry Elf?
He did pretty good, and what I like about him was he was a really good sport.
Okay.
I thought he was a great
sport.
See,
now here's the problem. A flattering tongue worketh the soul to spoil.
He was a good sport.
He was a great sport, but he didn't do that good.
Right, he did not get them all correct.
No.
But he was a good sport.
Okay.
I'm looking at the glass.
So would you want this guy doing your taxes? Would you want him teaching your kids?
If he was a tax guy.
Would you want him doing your audits?
Well, he'd
would you want him selling
harder.
You a house or a car? You get the point.
Right.
Okay. Anyways, again, friends, that's the test that we actually bring the teachers through in public schools in front of the students. And it is a fact. In many cases, the teachers get really angry about it. It's like, wait a second, what are you getting mad at me for? I'm not the one that got it wrong. You're the one that got it wrong. And see, what they're angry about, friends, is the fact that they got it wrong in front of the students. And the point is, in public schools, friends, people that don't know, you're about to find out that over 700,000 students in public schools that graduate from high schools in this country, they cannot even read their own graduation diplomas. Now, if you go back to William Bennett, he was the guy that said back in the 80s under Ronald Reagan's administration, he was actually the administrator for the educational scheme back then in the day, he said in essence that the longer kids stay in public schools, the stupider they get. Okay? And the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree when you see the statistics that 700,000 students can't even read their own graduation diplomas. That's what's coming out of the public school system in this country. And let me tell you something, friends. The federal government is violating Article 10 of the Bill of Rights big time because they have no business there whatsoever. Rather it be No Child Left Behind, International Baccalaureate, Common Core. Whatever the case is, friends, they're teaching them un-Americanism. It's not only unconstitutional, but therefore it is unlawful. And if it's unlawful, it's null and void, but we have to understand that it's 86% of those that complain about what the federal government's doing in public schools in the first place, they're Christians, conservatives, and or patriots.
That's right.
So, folks, this is a blatant exemplification of hypocrisy to the very extreme. You know, if you don't agree with them, then pull your kids out of public schools. Now, let me take it to the next step, because I want you to think in a way that you've never thought before, okay? Because these meanings contradict themselves. It's kind of like this. The Patriot Act. Friends, if you would take the time to read the Patriot Act, which is implemented, shoved down your throats after September 11, 2001, you'll find out that it's the act of tyranny. It's completely contrary to the Constitution of the United States of America. Now, you'll get my point once I start rolling here. Have you ever wondered why the sun lightens our hair but darkens our skin? Food for thought. And yes, by the way, I am having a little bit of fun here, but I want you to think in a way that you've never thought before. You ever wonder why women can't put on mascara with their mouth closed? That's a fact.
That is true.
I've noticed that. Because I notice every morning of the day, you look like a peacock looking in the mirror. And I just don't understand it.
A peacock?
A peacock. Vain is a peacock. and you put that stuff on your eyes like that, and your mouth is wide open.
Yeah.
It's pretty bizarre, but we'll go to the next one. You ever wonder why you never see psychic wins lottery?
That's true. I've never seen a newspaper cover with that on there.
You ever wonder why abbreviation is such a long word? How many syllables?
Abbreviation.
Mm-hmm.
Good point.
It is a good point. What about this one? Why is it that doctors call what they do practice? And just think, friends, they get paid for it. Pretty crazy stuff. What about this one? Why is it that lemon juice is made with artificial flavoring and dishwashing liquid is made with real lemons? Are you starting to catch on here?
I'm feeling your flow here.
All right. Why is it the man that invests all your money, why is he called a broker?
Yeah, he should be called a richer or a wealthier or something.
Yeah.
I
don't know why this comes to my aid right now, but it's kind of like Planned Parenthood. If you think about what Margaret Sanger said back in the 30s, she said one of the most merciful things that a family does is kill one of its own infant members.
That's right.
Planned parent. I'm saying? Yeah. Obamacare, Article 1, Section 8, unlawful, unconstitutional. Where is he deriving that authority, friends, if it's illegal? It's null and void. Okay? Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act.
Yeah, affordable.
Unconstitutional, right. Illegal. Again, if they can get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers. Now, what I'm showing you right now, friends, is how these names and these meanings contradict one another. Okay? What about this one? Why don't sheep shrink when it rains?
Now, for all the people out there that do not do laundry, they're not going to understand that one.
Well, explain.
Well, basically...
Wait. I'm the one that does the laundry.
No, I do laundry, too.
Okay.
Now, here's the deal. Is when you put cotton in your machine, like if you have a shirt made out of cotton, it tends to shrink upon being washed. So if you look, where does cotton come? Comes from sheep. Why don't sheep do the same thing when it rains? You think they'd be a little shriveled up after a while?
I said cotton comes from the ground, Stephanie.
It's for a plant, not an animal.
Okay. Now, this is why she's the co-host. Explain. Explain, Chase.
Wool comes from sheep.
Thank you.
Wool comes from sheep.
Oh,
so why does that not shrink?
We have this on camera right now.
Got your back.
Now, this was an A student, by the way, out of the public school system.
Okay, see, this proves a point that I don't know everything.
Yeah, but you did fall for that.
I did fall for that one, but you know what? I always thought that's the way that one was.
What? See, you thought wrong.
That's right, because I can be, if you look
deceived.
At it, yeah, it's
easily.
True.
Yeah.
If you think about that, you think, wow.
We do this all the time with people on the street. They jump the gun, just like our friend from New York City did.
Right.
We got a free hat and a t-shirt and a CD and so on and so forth.
Well, it was worth it.
Well, I would think so. He was a great sport, though.
Yeah, he was a great sport.
Folks, we're going to come back to this, and, well, you ever wonder why? Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be right back.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Just asking you the questions. You ever wonder why? You ever wonder why the time with the slowest traffic is called rush hour? See how they contradict their meanings, friends? That's really good. If you think about it, that is great stuff. How many people actually think this way?
No, you don't. It's not typical thinking. You're kind of, I mean, people are kind of, you know, there's set patterns the way they think. And then when people tell them something different, it's kind of like,
whoa,
oh,
I never thought of that.
That's right. Some things people tell you and, like, your mind is, like, enlightened. And sometimes it can be the easiest thing. And you're like, wow, I never thought about it that way before.
You mean kind of like a sheep?
Yeah, you know, it's so interesting because I always
cotton
thought...
Cotton comes from sheep.
And of course, I should know this.
Should we rub this one in a little
cotton.
Bit?
But the thing is you never realize how you think, oh, yeah, I know what that one is. And then all of a sudden you're like, wait a second, I did not have the right understanding of what that one was.
Really?
It's amazing.
So you stand corrected? Is that what you're saying?
I do. See, I never make mistakes. See, I thought I did once, but I was wrong about that one.
Well, I'm just making sure that you understand that you did this time
I did
around.
That one. Thanks.
Okay, here we go to the next one. You ever wonder why there isn't mouse-flavored cat food? Now, our cats have talked to us about that
That's
before.
That's pretty disgusting if you think
that
about
that. Guy
what,
or that woman would make a lot of money if they would put their heads together and get, I don't know, chopped up mice or something
that would
for their cat food.
Disgusting to put together, though.
Very much so. The cats would enjoy it, though.
That's true.
You ever wonder why Noah didn't swat both those mosquitoes?
Living in Minnesota, you can ask yourself that question a lot.
Literally.
Seriously.
Yeah, we're like in mosquito haven.
Haven.
In some parts of the country, they don't have them.
No, maybe they don't know it there, but what they are, these tiny little insects, whatever you want, that they they bite you, and they're really annoying because they're on top of you all over you. In fact, the boys will go out into play, and they'll come back inside with like 20 mosquito bites on their legs.
Speaking of which, I kind of got another thought coming in here. Remember that one time we went to McDonald's, and I asked the lady if she took Alaskan money?
And she's like, oh, I don't know. I'd have to ask my manager.
Now, do you know the answer to this, Chase? Yeah.
I thought they use the same money, but...
We do. See, most people... What's the name of the president on the $100 bill?
Well, he was the president of the state of Pennsylvania. I looked that up the other day.
He was the president of a stove company.
No, but I didn't say the president of Pennsylvania. I said the president of the United States.
Well, that's right. I guess... Do you want me to fall for it, or do you want me to give you the correct answer?
No, give the answer.
Well, his name, although he wasn't the president of the United States...
We got to show
there
everybody.
There isn't one. Benjamin Franklin, but he wasn't the president.
That's right.
That's right.
You're
okay.
complicating that one. Basically, yeah, there is no president on the $100
bill. Wait. You can't really equally weigh
Hold
in
on.
Here
Chase just got
any...
my back. Chase, you got that right, but it was a little complicated how it came
well,
up.
Well, I did the research because I was curious to see if he was ever president of anything.
He was the president of a stove company.
He's a smart guy.
In Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Yes, very smart guy, but not the president of the United States.
He's also the guy that said in 1793 that atheism and infidelity was unheard of. And during the times of the Revolutionary War.
Right.
So there's no such thing as an atheist in a foxhole, right?
That's right.
Okay, we'll keep going on. You ever wonder why, friends, they sterilize the needle for lethal injection? It's not like they're not going to kill the dude anyways, right?
That's so true.
Well, why would they do that? Just to create a little finance for their bureaucracy?
They don't have to sterilize it, obviously.
I wouldn't think so. You know that little indestructible black box that's used on airplanes? How come they don't make the whole airplane out of that stuff? Now, you really have to ask certain questions.
Indestructible black box.
The rubber
why
is
make
meeting
the
road.
Indestructible.
Answer the question. Why don't you make the airplane out of that whole, the whole airplane out of this stuff? I mean, that's a legitimate question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Why do they call them apartments when they're all stuck together? Get it? Apartments.
Just, yeah, I get it. I think
together.
People just like haven't gone this deep in their thinking before. This is deep thinking.
See, to me, it's not deep.
Well, the thing is, it's not.
It's stuff that we take for granted, and what we do in America is we jump the gun. We think we have the answers when, in fact, we fail miserably.
Yeah. And that's what most people do.
It's kind of like this. People say they don't believe the media, but they act out accordingly what the media says.
That's true.
It is true.
Yeah, it is true.
Yeah.
Different
way,
I don't blame that stuff.
A different way of saying
it. Yeah, but did you hear this and that and this and that?
Oh, just keep in mind, friends, the state-run media has a 21% approval rating. Just saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, you get those people that think they know everything, too. They're like, sometimes we do these little pink and blue gospel tracks, and for those of you who don't know what they are, they're curved little angles.
Don't give it away because we're still on tour
for
the next 20 years of our life.
They're curved little angles, and people think they know the answer. They throw out the answer like they know everything. So then you say, spell the word shop out loud, S-H-O-P.
Like our friend from New York.
S-H-O-P. What do you do when you come to a green light? You stop. Like, I know everything, and this is ridiculous. You're asking these questions. You stop. And then you look at me and you say, you stop at a green light?
With the neck movement like that?
Exactly.
Now you could have seen that if you were watching
this live.
All those
antics. But, they stop at a green light, and then they're like, oh, I mean, you go. I mean, this is so stupid. But you know what? They're trying to hook, line, and sinker.
They're trying to save face
That's
while they're
right.
losing face.
That's right.
Yeah, it's crazy. You ever wonder why, if con is opposite of pro, is Congress then opposite of progress? Now, this is usually when I'm doing tea parties, because I'll bring these up as well,
mm-hmm.
these little tests, and ever wonder why, so on and so forth. People start getting worked up, and I'll say, wait a second, what are you complaining about when you're talking about your government? Because Congress is the voice of the people, and if you read the Declaration of Independence, you can see that they derive their just powers from the consent of we, the governed. So when the American people are actually complaining about their government, they're really looking at their own reflection, because in America, government works for us, and they are our representatives. So they only do what you let them get away with.
And don't complain about what you tolerate.
Exactly. Okay, next one. This one's kind of morbid. If flying is so safe, why do they call it the terminal?
That's a good point. Where are you going today? I'm going to the terminal.
That is morbid.
Yes, morbid.
It is. Okay. Anyways, let's get serious, okay? How many of you guys out there seen The Passion of the Christ, Mel Gibson's movie? Did you guys know that when that movie came out, as a matter of fact, we were on tour in Kansas City, and I was really excited to see what this movie was going to be about. And it was scripturally accurate to the best of the ability of the producer and the cast and what they brought forth through the movie The Passion of the Christ, again, Mel Gibson's movie. And when we were out on the road in Kansas, we stopped. Do you remember I almost called it a hotel. It was so nice. This movie theater.
Yeah, I remember.
Very cool.
Yes.
And okay, anyways. 5 days after the movie The Passion of the Christ came out, that movie made $125 million. After 7 days of the movie The Passion of the Christ was out, it made $144.6 million. Now, this is what's important for people that don't know to know. Did you know that Hollywood would not give Mel Gibson one red cent to produce or distribute that movie? Not a penny. Not one penny, friends. Oh, by the way, when that movie went overseas, it became the number one independent film ever in the history of mankind. Can you say Hollywood kicking themselves in their own keisters?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, big time. Now, when I went and seen this movie, I never seen these before, but they had these posted signs. They were warning signs. And this is what it said. It said, "Notice to moviegoers, The Passion of the Christ is rated R and contains graphic depictions of brutality. It's spoken in Aramaic and Latin with English subtitles, of course, so you can understand what they were saying throughout the movie. AMC, that's the movie theater owners, strongly advise parents, listen carefully, strongly advise parents to learn more about the film before deciding if it's appropriate for their children to see the movie, The Passion of the Christ." I want to just drop a little salt on your tongue. So over the next 3 days, you're going to be understanding what I'm talking about, because I'm going to talk about a plethora of topics that we're being inundated with. Namely, our posterity, high schools, elementary schools, colleges, so on and so forth. Now, wisdom is justified by your children, so even parents complaining about their kids, you got to keep in mind that they're only reflecting you, the adults. So they're going in the way that they were taught. But in saying that, to say this, friends, we need to keep in mind that the resolve, the remedy to the dilemma, the dire position that the American people are in concerning their posterity, to give you the answer is this: show them the price paid for their liberties. Because once you show them the price paid for their liberties, you're not going to have to beat them over the head with anything. They're going to want to know their foundations. So the next 3 days, that's exactly what we're going to be talking about. So aside of that, I also want you to understand that, again, you don't know where you're going if you don't know where you came from. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do the best that I can to lay out your foundations so, again, you can understand where you put your feet. Remember, it was King David that said, "Lord," he prayed, "take my feet out of the miry clay and establish my goings, put my feet upon the rock." Well, that's what I'm going to do, because our forefathers continuously inundated the American people with the understanding that, listen, this is the method. This is the way in which we must go. And he said, and they said, "Straight and narrow and difficult is the way." Now, go ahead.
I need to add that on, too, and going along with that, Noah Webster, the one who said this, "In my view, the Christian religion is the most important and one of the first things in which all children under a free government ought to be instructed. No truth is more evident to my mind than that the Christian religion must be the basis of any government in order to secure the rights and privileges of a free people." But he said, it's the Christian religion is one of the most important, is the most important, actually, and one of the first things which all children under a free government ought to be instructed. Is that what your kids are getting in public schools?
No.
The Christian religion, the foundation principles of the Bible?
They're complaining about what's being taught to their kids in public schools.
Mm-hmm.
They throw them in the cesspool of indoctrination. And then they wonder why they come out as Marxists.
Yeah, why do they come? Why are my kids acting this way? Why are they? What are they being taught? For they're being indoctrinated for 8 hours a day, and they get to see you at 2 hours a night. Which one do you think is going to take?
Right. So again, going back to what I said, if you want the answer to America's dilemma concerning your young people, show them the price. And over the next 3 days, we'll expound that. Now, if you don't believe what I'm telling you, friends, just let me do it this way. Let me show you another side of that sword. Just go ahead and pay attention to the President of the United States, who is emulating dictators to a T by going to the younger generation. And what he's doing is he's dumbing them down to teach them a different system of government, namely that we're a democracy, when in fact, friends, Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution of the United States states that we are a republic. I'll get to that in just a couple minutes as well. Back to Mel Gibson. I just read to you the warning sign. By the way, guys, I'm not that old for you first-time listeners. Okay, I have never, ever seen a warning sign on a movie before like this. And just to show you the hypocrisy, just give me a minute. I'll get to that.
Yeah, I have to say that. That is sheer hypocrisy. Like you just said.
Of course.
I've never in my entire life ever seen any kind of post about any movie. And you're going to go through these.
Yeah, I am.
All these different movies and what they promote and promulgate. And we have warning sign for the one having to do with Christ.
Yeah. I'm going to come back to the hypocrisy right when we come back. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go to the same movies that were playing during The Passion of the Christ. And yet there was no warning signs. A little shocking. Yeah. A whole lot of hypocrisy? Absolutely, friends. So we're going to get to that in just a minute. You have Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. If you'd like to talk in, stay topic 1-866-233-0747. Check us out online, Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Jan at RestoringOurPromise.com. Bradley was a speaker at our Restoring Our Promise event, and we were so glad he was. Bradley demonstrates a deep knowledge of what made our country great, who our founders were, and what they believed. Without this information, we're easily misled by those who desire to harm us. His knowledge of our history and God's influence in our country shows why we have risen to the place we have. Our country needs to remember this, and Bradley says it in plain English so that anyone who wants to know can understand.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal five specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with two strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Just run off a notice to moviegoers. The Passion of the Christ is rated R and contains graphic depictions of brutality. It is spoken in Aramaic and Latin with English subtitles, of course, so you can understand what they're saying. AMC strongly advises parents to learn more about the film before deciding if it's appropriate for their children to see The Passion of the Christ. Now, to show you the hypocrisy of Hollywood, interestingly enough, friends, if you go to the Satanic Bible, which I'm definitely not leading you to, but just to expose who they're working for, Hollywood is blatantly teaching the mass populace in America blatant Satanism. And the very first scripture in the Satanic Bible is, "Do what thou wilt." So they're teaching kids no law, no moral law of God, and not just the kids, but the older generation as well. To basically avoid God and his moral law, which is there to preserve life. And it's to warn you, as if to say there's a sign that says thin ice. Don't go on it, because if you do, it's going to break through and you're going to destroy yourself. Well, that's the purpose of the law in the first place. And God gave his law because he loves. And this is what's not been preached from the pulpits since 1962. That's a different story. We'll talk about that in the next or the up and coming days. But getting back to Hollywood. Friends, what does Hollywood promote? Satanism. Sex, a little sex, a whole lot of sex, murder, a little murder and a whole lot of murder. They're even teaching people cannibalism. That's where humans eat each other. Pretty sick, yeah? I checked out some new movies that were playing in that Kansas movie theater, the AMC theater, which had The Passion of the Christ, sequences of violence, again, rated R. There was a warning sign. Keep that in mind. Yet Monster was playing. There was strong violence, sexual content, pervasive language, yet there was no warning sign. That was rated R. Another movie that was playing at the same time as The Passion of the Christ was Calendar Girls. You know where the little boy is watching the college-age girl undress? Isn't that cute? Folks, nudity, language, drug-related materials. There was no warning sign. That was PG-13. What about this one? A movie playing the same time as The Passion of the Christ. 21 grams. Language, sexuality, violence, and even drug use. Again, friends, no warning sign. Now, let me go back to your foundations really quick. Samuel Adams, he was one of the Sons of Liberty, said, well, the people are virtuous, moral, conformed to truth, God's moral law. They cannot be subdued. But once they lose their virtue, they will be ready to surrender their liberties to the first external or internal invader. Now, keep this in mind, friends. If I can demoralize you, I can entertain you. Guess what? I can control you. Okay? Now, this is what I did. In public schools, I'll show my notice to moviegoers and what it should state. And here it is. This is what I wrote. To counter the hypocrisy of Hollywood. AMC and the filmmaking hypocrites advise parents to learn more about the film industry before deciding if it's appropriate for their children to even enter into a movie theater. Now, isn't that what it should be?
Exactly.
It should be.
When you look at it, absolutely 100%.
Another point, all the way up until 1968, friends, it was the church that used to vet movies before they were released on the populace. Interestingly enough, they are derelict of duty. So it's a lack of Christianity that we're seeing in America majorly in this country. Now, going back to movies again, G-rated films are far better at the box office than R-rated films. And friends, I just want to let you know something real quick. It's not about the money. It's about the indoctrination. R-rated films are released 12 times more than G-rated films. And G-rated films make an average of $92.3 million on average, where R-rated films make an average of $17.9 million on average. See, again, it's not about the money. In 1946, the Production Movie Code of Motion Pictures of America, you could not say the words nuts to you, dang, lousy, or jerk. And if a crime was committed during a movie, the criminal had to be punished for his crimes before the end of the movie. Now what are they doing, friends? They're teaching the young people how to commit the crime and how to get away with the crime that was committed. Okay? It was Caesar that said, give men a piece of bread and a spectacle, entertain them, and I can do whatever I want with them. Did you hear what I said, friends? Give men a piece of bread and a spectacle, entertain them, and I can do whatever I want to do with them. Now, what's interesting about the word entertain, tain derived from entertain, means to stop from entering in. So again, as long as I'm entertaining you, guess what? I am controlling you. Now, entertainment within itself isn't always bad if you're learning something. And I'm talking about for the right reasons, not for the wrong reasons. And I'm talking about the right reasons that maintain the laws and magnify the laws of our constitutional republic, not education or entertainment that actually tears away at them only to be ruled by an anarchist or a antinomianist system. We don't want that. So anyways, folks, what we're going to talk about tomorrow is people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. I'm going to show you again, if you don't know where you came from, how do you know where you're going? It's another fun portion of what we do in high school assemblies across the country.
Now, I want to highlight, too, if you'd like to get this message on your own so you can have it in a DVD form, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. It's the My War five-part documentary series, and it takes you inside public schools. We show you a video of us being kicked out for teaching the Constitution, for standing for life rather than death when it comes to the topic of abortion. It's awesome. It's in your face. It's on the road. We've got music videos. If you're saying, listen, I need some material in my hands that I can get out to other people. You can do a home group. You can play at your church, your youth group, you name it. It's one thing that I think every household in America should have. It's called the My War five-part documentary series. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. And we also have it, which coincidentally is our product of the week, is our My My War Message CD. Now, sometimes you say, well, listen, I don't have any time to sit down and read books and blah, blah, blah. Listen, we've got it also available on CD. So when you're driving around the car, pop it in, let your kids listen to it at the same time. They'll love it. And that's also available this week. It's a $10 donation. But monthly sponsors get 25% off by calling 1-866-233-0747. Again, that's 1-866-233-0747. Now, going online and saying, well, listen, that 25% off, what's that all about? Well, that's about becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And for those of you who are maybe new listeners to the show, I know we've picked up another affiliate here. If you go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com, you'll see there's a donate button on the top. The right-hand side, you can click there if you'd like to make a one-time donation. However, if you'd like to support us on a consistent basis, a monthly thing that you can do, you can scroll down to where it says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. And there's four easy ways in which you can do that. And when you become a son or daughter of Liberty, what that means is you give a donation. It's a tax-deductible gift of what you'd like to do every month to be able to support us and what we're doing. Now, there's different levels. There's bronze, silver, so on and so forth. But with every level,
gold?
There's gold too.
Well,
as
let's
well.
Talk about the gold medal.
Let's talk,
here,
we
yeah?
Bronze, silver, gold.
Well, we know that in the original
multi-platinum, that's on there too.
Okay,
oh,
cool.
Nice. Okay,
now keep in mind that during the original Olympics, there was only one winner.
That's right.
There was no second place, third place, so we got to go with the gold.
That's right. So go with the gold. Be a gold star today. But what you do is with all the different level of the memberships, there's certain things that you can also get to be a part of it as well. There's also a sponsor certificate. There's free access to any event that we do in your area. You can get the daily live stream of the Sons of Liberty Radio via the webcast. Some of them you get mugs with them. You can get the My War graphic novel. And, of course, every week you get 25% off the product of the week. So a lot of little added incentives. But the reason why we want you to do this is because it helps us get the message out there. That's our most important thing is to
focus
on the message.
We can't do this alone. We can do this together. We, the people, has meaning.
And like I say, you know, the events when I'm talking to people afterwards on the table and say, listen, not everybody is able to be on the front lines. Not everyone can go into schools and do tea parties and do events across the nation. It's not an easy job.
You mean not everybody can get beat up together?
Yeah, not everyone can get smacked by the media, you know, make yourself of no reputation just because you're standing for the truth. I mean, it's amazing how when you stand for marriage between one man and one woman and for the right to life, how much enemies you're going to find out there, but that's okay. But you say, well, listen, I can support you on a monthly basis. Well, do that. That's doing your part. Get our products. Get people together. Get the My War 5-part documentary series. Go ahead and get the CD. Pop it and you say, well, my kid's just so hard to get through to. I don't know how to get to him. Buy a My War graphic novel. It's kids love comics.
That's how they used to, by the way, that's how they used to indoctrinate kids in China back in the 30s. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And what the graphic novel is, it was done by DC Comics, Danny Bolognati, the man who worked for DC Comics. So it's just like
Marvel and
Spider-Man, you know, all those things that kids love. But it's a Christian message.
It's Bradley Man.
That's right, Bradley Man. Actually, you know what?
And Jesus the Man showing himself strong on the behalf of Bradley Man.
Actually, we had gotten a response from an 8-year-old, I believe it was, who had read the novel and everything, and he said, well, listen, instead of watching so-and-so tonight, let's read this. Yep. This, because he thought Bradley was a superhero like Thor and all these other different things. And, of course, you are a superhero.
You know what?
Christ
it's not
is
just,
the hero.
You're right, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, by the way, you're not to find your faith in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of God, 1 Corinthians 2:5. But keep in mind, friends, it's not just for kids, because when you see who reads these comic books, they'll tell you the same thing.
Yep.
And don't listen to me. Listen to what they have to say. When I started to read it, I couldn't set it down until I was done.
You know, I'm thinking of people like Vanessa here, who she's saying, you know, my husband doesn't want me to homeschool. Listen, all these products in your hands will get out
empower
there.
Empower people.
Empower people
we
to get the job
the
done.
Folks.
That's right. Call 1-866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Yeah, Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com. 1 John 3:18. Love you by what we do, friends. Deeds, not words. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more.
Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.